still remembers Pam Piru Furpo, who booked the screw job in Montreal. Who has a good friend named Weasel Dooley? Everyone knows it's Corny. Who managed Bobby Eaton and Condry? Who managed Stan Lane and Dr. Tom? Who's sick and tired of Kenny Olivier? Everyone knows it's Corny. Who took a shoot ball off of the scaffolding? Who bled a gusher in a white suit? Who said Ronnie Garvin went up like the Challenger? Everyone knows it's Corny. It's Jim Cornette's drive-through. He'll answer questions from you, and he won the pony too. Thank you, fuck you, bye. Thank you, fuck you, bye. Thank you, fuck you, bye. Thank you, fuck you, bye.
Hello again, friends, and you are our friends.
He does it with a smile, doesn't he? All right, here he is, Yokozuna, and his advisor, Jim Cornette.
Come on, wake up. Wait a minute, is this going to work? Yoko, you can't even get good furniture out here, Regis.
I thought it...
Yoko, I'm so sorry. Would you like me to sit? Thank you very much.
All right.
Can't even get good furniture. Hello, Regis. I'm so excited. Hello,
Yokozuna. Welcome to the show. Good luck tonight.
How are you?
We had Lex Luger here, you know.
That's why we demanded equal time, because everybody might have thought Lex Luger came out here, the guy that Yokozuna is wrestling tonight at SummerSlam live on pay-per-view. He came out here, and I know everybody was real taken with him, but you see, Yokozuna, I know Luger's got a big body, and he's all muscular, good-looking guy. Yokozuna is ruggedly handsome. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
He is ruggedly handsome. He gets a lot of fan mail and a lot of love letters from a lot of... Christina, we have answered yours. It's in the mail.
Okay? Wait, time out.
Okay, time out.
Yes, Mumberto back, going back in time. Why Doctor Who? But we don't have a Tavish, but we do have a Talbot Horizon.
Whoa, sweet child of mine!
This time we're rocking for the UK Posse. Cream, Gatecrasher, Nexus Winebar, Crystal, and Joker, in between the kebab shop and the taxi rank. Guns N' Roses are hot, and it seems to me that we're back for the remix in 2003. Yes, more fair than fat, it's satisfaction guarantee.
No data subject to status, terms and conditions apply. Ask for any details.
Now and then, when I feel the bass, it takes me away to that raving place. And if I rave too long, I probably miss my last bus. And it's a long walk back to Battenberg, let me tell you. Yeah! compilation version. I'll catch you up, it's coming up in a little bit now. Here we go, and hell reminds me of a warm, safe place, like Ibiza or Clacton on Sea. We go there all of the time, you know, to get fresh with the Mofet Posse. Here we go! With the flavor,
ooh, sweet love of mine.
Freestyle, key change.
Oh, 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 sweet child of mine.
Bring back the beats.
Yeah, sweet love of mine.
Moonshanka. I'm the line runner, I'm the big hitter. You can't get better than a quick fit fitter. Up, four, you know the score. No with dolls on the back room floor. Punk, click, jazz and dip. UK Posse gonna hear me rain. I'm the rhythm police, the baseline protector. When I say boy, you say kick, snap, thinking and X. Guns and Roses, they have legs. I'm the lord of the dance. I'm hot like fire. This Mofet vibe gonna take you higher. I can't find my way out of the recording studio. Where do we go now? Real mega nice. Where do we go? Get fresh with this. Where do you go, kids? Sweet child or Mofet?
Question that a lot of people have wanted to know your thoughts on is, apparently and allegedly, Tessa Blanchard refuses to return the Impact Wrestling World Heavyweight Championship unless she is given $150,000.
What the fuck?
And from what I've read, the Impact champion now is, I think, Moose, or he's the TNA champion, I'm not even sure, but they're now using a counterfeit belt from Pakistan. There's a lot of people on eBay that sell counterfeit belts from Pakistan and various other places.
No, let me tell you something. And my good friend and lifelong chum, Rick Michaels, down there in Atlanta, Georgia, got me a set of the NWA World Tag Team Championship belts that Bobby Eaton and Dennis Condrey wore from Pakistan. And these things are, they're the same weight, the same thickness. They're gorgeous. And for like a fucking a minute price. So do not laugh at the Pakistan belts.
Before we get to this question now, since you raised this issue, I've seen these things for sale. And I'm always thinking it's coming from a foreign country. They're using maybe cheaper materials. Who knows what it is?
Well, I don't know what just every Tom's Dick is Harry off the street gets, but with the guy with the inn and me being a former manager of the champions, I got a good looking set of belts.
That's interesting to know. But what are your thoughts about Tessa
My
Blanchard?
My thoughts about Tessa Blanchard asking $150,000. I got them for $650 a piece. So I don't know what the fuck she's selling.
2004. You know the score. Come on, people. Let's get busy with the fizzy. Insania-ism. Honey, people, I want to see you shake your booty with a significant degree of confidence tonight. Yes, the dancing queen. Oh, yes. That's right, Friday night and the lights are hot. Hangry Mofet, give it all you. I'm gonna make you dance, we're in the mood for some trance. Only Mofet could be those guys. I'm quite small while the other two are, hey, bumping in your disco, but coming in your ears in brand new underpants. And when you get the chance, Dancing Queen 17. It's not 18, but it's legal. Dancing Queen. Fresh tracks, we'll always work to the rhythm. Get down with the flow, we're bigger than the Beatles. You do it, Darius.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
sex. Huh. Dancing queen, she's beautiful, really beautiful. Inhale, exhale, don't forget to breathe. Thank you, I love you.
The only way to sell the belt itself, if you would come back and do the job, if it was a big-time major league wrestling promotion that was drawing tens of thousands of fans per night and millions of people on television watching, and the champion refused to come back and do the job and drop the belt unless they got 150 grand, then that actually happened with Jeff Jarrett, only he got 200. And I can see that happening. But when the champion is not going to return to drop the belt and lose in the middle of the ring, the champion is just going to FedEx the fucking belt back. And it's Impact Wrestling, which I wouldn't exactly, you know, not even any insult to say that this is not a goddamn a promotion that millions and millions of people are watching or tens of thousands of people are buying tickets to. And the belt itself, the physical belt, cost them, I'm sure, less than $2,500, wherever they got it from, Pakistan or fucking Millington, Tennessee. So what the fuck does she want $150,000 for?
Man, you gotta come on, baby. There's pumps and bumps too, man. You gotta come on. Oh, no, dog. You ain't in the bed. Man, come on, man.
Man, it's pumps in the bumps.
You can't
sleep in a town like this. Get up.
There's
pumps in the bumps too.
Man, it's like, bro, I'm running fast.
No, man, ain't talking about sports, man. You gotta come on, man.
I'm gonna break out the book.
You're gonna break out the book.
Right. I got the key.
I got the book.
Call him up, man. It's on. Randy Pumps.
Shit the bed on their company. A woman beat, and didn't she beat, I just read this on Twitter last, she beat Brian Cage, the same Brian Cage that's on AEW being managed by Taz, the human muscle, the fucking giant jacked up Brian Cage was defeated by Tessa Blanchard and she won the men's title. So what the fuck does it mean anyway? And maybe no wonder Brian Cage is not fucking going to get over if the target audience for him has seen her, him lose to a 140-pound woman?
Well, let's be fair. No one's watching Impact, so I don't know how many people saw that. Okay. Although we can now say that AEW doesn't book him the worst that he could be possibly booked.
So anyway, I again reiterate, there's nothing worth $150,000 here. There's nothing worth more than $2,500 here, which is that fucking belt. And truthfully, depending on how their contracts are written and whether they give a fuck, they could actually fucking call the goddamn local authorities and she's in Mexico. So no, they can't. I was going to say call the authorities and alert them to where that their stolen property is. They could go pick it up. But in Mexico, yeah, good luck with that. So I'd just buy a new belt and I'd save $147,500.
Once again, though, to an issue we've discussed in the past with Tessa, does this go to her reliability? Would you think twice before you book her?
Now that I've heard that. I don't know what she, I can understand everything that she's done so far. Not coming back to Impact Wrestling during a pandemic. Okay. Especially because she's living in Mexico with her boyfriend and couldn't get back into Mexico. Okay. There was hearsay and, talk and suspicion over what she had said or who she had said it to, and I wasn't there, and I can understand saying shit to people that you're mad at and cussing out. But
it was, to be fair, it was beyond just saying shit to people you're mad at. It was bullying. It was racism. It was a bunch of different things.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't there, so I can understand, and I said this before, I can understand if she said something unsavory to somebody she was mad at, cussing out in an argument with or whatever. I don't understand. I've never seen or that type of behavior from her when I've been around her. If she said something else or did something else or was bullying, and bullying's become a thing in the locker room now, where people are bullying people in the locker room. Men are bullying men. Women are bullying women. Men and women are bullying each other. Fucking hell, in the wrestling locker room. But anyway, the point is, I can't fucking get behind this one. This may be the tipping point where I say, okay, Tessa may have something going on. If that's an honest offer that came out of, or even a dishonest one, if that came out of her mouth and anybody was supposed to take that seriously, she's got issues. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, a lot of people think Impact should hire an attorney and maybe go after Tessa.
Well, I was about to say that there's one human being in the world that could get that belt back, but in Mexico, I'm not even sure about him. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if some outlaw mud show wrestler has stolen your championship belt and will not return it for the sum of $150,000 or anything less, I know exactly who you need to call to get your championship belt back.
Call Stephen P. News if you need to sue an outlaw mud show or two. Those are the rest.
Slimy. Feel it. You know what I'm saying? Big, big, big boy. You find yourself caught up in a silly game. That's child's play. Don't play me out. The world depends on every little move we make. It's serious. Cold, serious. Now the time has come for all the to glow and overthrow the bad. We're here to make a change so all can be free. A call has been made. We're back to fight the evil. We will never deceive you. We're back.